Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Hey, how are you? It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. Really excited to be back. I had to come back to the microphone, you guys. I did. I was like, wow, it's about that time. So listen, I'm really excited to be able to come back and host the Coaching for Success show with you and share some really awesome information. And today we actually do have a really great guest. We have some great information we're going to share with you and also talking a lot about business. And as you know, Coaching for Success is all about, you know, developing and sharing the tips, trends, and techniques that are focused around business and growth and so forth. So I'm really excited to be able to bring this back to you. Of course, you know, we haven't been on live on Coaching for Success for a little over a year, but for some reason, you guys still wanted to hear what was going on. So you kept coming back and listening to the archive shows and things like that. So I want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for doing that. And of course, I'm coming back for you, making sure that you have all the information you need. So make sure you're following us on Twitter. You know, you can find us at VP Media ATL, and the hashtag is CFS Show, and that's Coaching for Success, so CFS Show. So we're really happy about that. Also on Facebook, you can follow yours truly at Natasha Davis Visionary, and of course, you can follow the company at Visionary People. Coaching for Success falls under Visionary People under the media division, where we are giving you tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful. So I am really excited, but you know, this morning here, I wanted to share with you a really good friend of mine. Not only is he a good friend of mine, he's also very savvy in the business community. And he's going to shed some light on an interesting topic today that has been taken the business community by storm. It's been really doing some things, and we're going to open up the conversation about understanding network marketing and how it has paved the way for more business growth and expansion than any other industry, so forth. But, you know, let's make sure that he can hear us. Greetings to you, Mr. Alistair Edwards. How are you?
Doing well, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. How you doing today?
Doing good, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Well, you know, Alistair, I'm so excited. I want to share you with our listeners today here on Coaching for Success. And for those who don't know Alistair, this gentleman has well over 11 years of experience as a business owner. He has taken his industry by storm. He has connected with over 4,000 individuals and protecting families and businesses and companies. And in that time, he has grown to be recognized as one of the top leaders and earning the prestigious six-figure ring. When I tell you, he's just really an awesome, humble individual, very knowledgeable, well-versed in business, and also the topic we're going to hone in on is network marketing, understanding how that has really paved the way for so many business owners here. Another great thing y'all need to know about Alistair is that he is a community advocate. He is in the trenches. Not only is he a current member and former board of directors for the 100 Black Men of Atlanta, he's also been able to touch the lives of our youth through the leadership and mentorship that he's done. He's been president of the Fulton County School Governance Committee, really doing some heavy things there. And one thing I'll also share with you, this gentleman is well-educated as well. You know, he's pro-education. So, Alistair, I just wanted to make sure they knew who they were hanging out with this morning. So, Alistair, you know, tell us a little bit about what you've been focusing on the past couple of months. We're already, you know, pouring into the second quarter of the year. So tell us what you've been heavily focusing on.
Well, definitely the main focus, you know, with everything that's going on in the community today, my main focus right now is just getting people aware of having access to legal protection. I think it's something that we need to make sure is readily available. You know, they say if you don't know your rights, you really don't have any rights. And so I think the reason why I got interested in the business that I'm a part of is because I see the value that it provides to the community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for doing that. A lot of times, you know, of course, when we are going about our day, it's not until you rise to the occasion of being significant in the lives of others that you actually tap into that sweet spot. Do you agree with that?
Totally. You know, I always say
when you
really find your success, you need to find the mission that you believe in and the money. Never chase the money. Chase the mission, and the money will follow.
Mm. Love it. Never chase the money, chase the mission. I love that. I love that very much. All right, Alistair. So, listen, today, let's go ahead and educate our people. That's what we do here on Coaching for Success. We pull the curtain back and we educate our individuals here. So the business community has, over the past couple of years, has realized that network marketing is a viable aspect of developing success. And really just touching lives in a massive way. Now, let's debunk some myths, first of all, because most people hear network marketing and multi-level marketing, and they get very timid and they get very afraid. So let's debunk some myths. What is network marketing not?
What is it not?
Yes, what is it not?
Well, it's not a taboo scheme that most people think it is. You know, I'll tell you what it is. Here's what it is. An average company today spends millions of dollars to advertise a product or a service. You see the commercials on TV, and you see all, you know, the billboards and the major sponsorships. What network marketing is when a company decides to take their product or service, allow an average individual who believes in that product or service to network among their friends and share the information, and they share the advertising dollar with you for sharing the information instead of spending that advertising dollar on, you know, major networks or TV or something like that.
Very good.
So it simply allows the average American to plug in and get a good portion of that, what we call advertising dollar, which is millions.
Very good. I like that. And you're right. You know, some people, again, it's not the scheme and everything. I've had, you know, you've had individuals say, is that a pyramid scheme? Well, why don't we educate them on it? A pyramid scheme is illegal. You know, it's illegal, right? And a pyramid scheme is you're taking someone's money and you're not exchanging a product or a service. So that's one of the things we have to, you know, we want to educate individuals. That's a pyramid scheme. A pyramid scheme is taking someone's money and there's no exchange of products or services. So if you have an organization that is choosing to network through their market, that is not a pyramid scheme because they're exchanging a product and or a service. But how about the tenure of network marketing? Some people think network marketing is new. It just showed up 5 or 10 years ago.
Network marketing has been around for years. I remember growing up as a child, Amway, Mary Kay. All of those systems are network marketing systems.
Yes, yes.
You know, so they've been around
Mary
for
Kay
ages
did,
and created
really well.
Yeah, they've created several millionaires in all of those industries.
Absolutely. So we've had the chance now. We're talking to Mr. Alistair Edwards here on Coaching for Success, and we're just hanging out with him, and he's educating us a little bit more on network marketing because he's been in the industry for quite some time. He's built a respectable name and also a respectable business in network marketing as well. Not only is he in the Millionaires Club, but again, he's a prestigious six-figure ring earner. He's been well positioned as different, board of directors, presidents of organizations, and things of that nature. So let's talk a little bit about when you made the decision to venture into the network marketing industry. What prompted that decision?
I worked with a great company for 27 years. You know, I actually grew up in Jamaica, moved here when I was 14, started working with public supermarkets when I was 15. And ended up doing 27 years with them. So I did the corporate thing, great company, great job, but I was working long hours. And time freedom was something I definitely wanted more of, but I definitely didn't want to give up the income that I was making. And so a gentleman introduced me to Legal Shield back in 2003. It actually took me 6 months to look at it because I will admit, I did have some bad experiences in network marketing prior to being introduced to Legal Shield. And so I'll say one thing to look for when you're looking into joining a company, any network marketing company, is first of all, be very wary of who you join with.
Yes.
Because your leadership and your guidance in the organization will be very important in your success. Be very wary of what you join, meaning is it an established company? Is it proof of the revenue that they claim they're going to be paying? And is the business model make sense? You know, so there's some things you definitely need to evaluate. And I think the reason network marketing gets a bad rap is because there may be some bad companies out there if the person mm-hmm. hasn't done their due diligence as to make sure. And, of course, make sure that there is actually a product or service provided in exchange for whatever income is being asked or requested of you. So if it qualifies for if those qualifications are met, then I say go for it. So in 2003, I was introduced to the network marketing system by my sponsor, Ron Green. It took me 6 months to even look at the information, but finally did. It made sense to me. What we do is simply provide legal coverage and identity theft protection for the average individual. I had used attorneys before and knew what the cost was. And to realize that I could still have access to an attorney without paying a high hourly rate, it made sense to me. To realize that I could get my will done without having to pay $600-$700 for my will. So they'll do your will, your spouse's will, and update it every year. So the model made sense to me. And then when I heard what the commission was for introducing someone to the service, it just made even more sense. So I decided to join the business. And I went all in. You know, part-time my first year did about $30,000, and then by my fourth year it was paying me over $100,000 a year. So it was matching my income in my full-time job. And I think what made me shift fully was the time freedom portion. I realized that I could do just as much or more with less time and help more people. You know, in the traditional corporate system, you're very wary about training someone to be successful because chances are you may be training your replacement. Whereas in the network marketing system, it's a win-win for everybody because the more you help people or the faster you help them be successful, the more successful you would be. I mean, I give you an example. We have six-figure ring earners on our team. I mean, my good friend John Abrams used to be a social worker in Cleveland, Ohio. But the year that we got him to the $100,000 ring, because he was a part of my team, the company paid me $30,000. You know what I mean? So it was beneficial to be important or instrumental in helping somebody else be successful. And network marketing is a great system also for personal development. And I think that's one of the strong things that the network marketing and the multi-level marketing system brings to the marketplace is encouraging the average individual to work on themselves.
I love that. Guys, we're talking to Mr. Alistair Edwards. He is one of the top leaders in Legal Shield, and he is talking to us this morning here about the power and the position of network marketing, how to utilize it, how to advance to it. And he just pretty much just shared with us one of the most profound pieces of the puzzle. It is one of the most the industries that really advocate for professional development. Some of the most highly trained business individuals are in network marketing because network marketing is so rooted in education. And not only are they educating you about whatever product or service it is that you are now standing behind, but they're teaching you how to be a better you, how to be a more effective you as well. And so what are two things that you learned about yourself through network marketing?
Well, through the personal development, I realized that I had not reached my potential. Probably still haven't reached my full potential. You know, it allows you to stretch yourself. You know, what it also taught me was is goals have to be written and looked at every day. I have a saying, you know, people don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan. So if you don't have something written down and you don't have a timeline on it as to when you need to accomplish it, 9 times out of 10, you know, you're going nowhere. And I think the sad part, a large part of our population is going nowhere, not because they don't know it, it's because they haven't planned not to go nowhere. You know what I mean? So because there's no plan, you wonder why 5 years from now you're exact same situation you were 5 years ago. There was no plan to get out of that situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely right. And again, that planning piece of the puzzle is interesting. So as I share with you, you know, one of the things that some individuals fail to realize is, you know, you go through college and, you know, you get your degrees and everything like that. But I can tell you the truth, Alistair, when I went through my college and I went all the way through, I don't ever recall, I know 100% for sure, I never took a goal-setting program or a class or even a piece of what I studied in my MBA program on how to set goals and how to actually execute goals. There was no such thing. Do you ever remember going through any training in your college years about how to set goals?
There was no goal setting class. There was no entrepreneur class. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sad to say, in most communities, we're taught go to school, get a good education, and go out and get a good what? Get a good
right.
job. You know,
right.
where what those that seek wealth train is, look, go to school, get a good education, and figure out how to create jobs.
Yes,
meaning,
I like that. Meaning
create leverage, meaning
mm-hmm.
allow yourself to have other people be responsible for your income. You know,
mm-hmm.
the problem is in today's society is we grew up being our only asset, meaning if we don't
right.
take our asset in, up in the morning and go to work, we don't get paid. You know, if you call out sick, right? If
I love
you
it.
Call out sick, you know, your income called out sick also. In the traditional
I like that,
job,
you're right.
meaning if you don't
mm-hmm.
show up to work, you know, your income doesn't show up to the house. Whereas in
mm-hmm.
network marketing, you create leverage by having other people that you've introduced to the business set their own goals. And as they are achieving their goals, you know, the override differential compensation plan allows you also to participate in overrides or commissions. So if there is a chance where you have to take a day off or you have to deal with a family situation, even though you may have to take a week or 2 weeks or sometimes a month off, that income is still
mm-hmm.
coming in because people on your team didn't have to take the day off.
Right, right. Absolutely.
And so it creates
right.
that leverage system that's important.
Absolutely.
You know, John Paul
All
Getty,
right, exactly.
one of the first billionaires, said, I would rather have 1% of 100
yes.
people's effort than 100%
yes.
of my own.
I love that statement as well. I stand behind that too. You guys, if you're just joining us, we're hanging out this morning with Mr. Alistair Edwards, top earner and savvy businessman. He's with Legal Shield, and he's just shared some golden nuggets about network marketing, the history of network marketing, and how does it really position individuals to capture, you know, their place in this industry. And one of the things I want to, you know, preface this by saying, everyone is not built to be their own boss. And that's the whole thing. I want to kind of touch base on that, though, Alistair. Everyone's not built to be their own boss. Everyone doesn't have the ability to, like we just talked about, set the goals and then stick to the goals. Because you have to, honestly, I believe in, and, you know, some people may disagree with me. Even Alistair may disagree with me. But everyone doesn't have that drive. Everyone doesn't have that focus. And some people actually prefer to work for someone and give me the guidelines, the steps, and I will execute them as you've told me to. I don't want to set the guidelines and the goals and the expectations. So what do you say to that? I mean, I don't think everyone's built to be their own boss or to be the leader.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah,
I totally
that?
Agree with you. No, I agree with you on that. And
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not for everybody. You know what I mean? So I don't want to go out there and say, hey, everybody should be doing it. I think everybody should take a chance or look at it to see if it's something that would be – sometimes you don't know what your potential is until you try.
Right.
And I think the
right.
problem is most people don't even try. They allow fear to stop them from doing what is what they're, you know, what they have the potential to do. And so I think you need to definitely take the chance. Make sure you evaluate what chance you're taking, the opportunity. Don't be gullible. I mean, look
mm-hmm.
at the opportunity, investigate the opportunities, look for some success stories in the opportunity. And if you see those
mm-hmm.
things, I say take the chance. You know, it's better to try and to fail than to not try at all.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely right. Get up and do something.
You know,
like you said,
yes.
you know, get your asset up in the morning.
Get your asset up in the morning.
I love it. All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty a little bit here. Why don't you give us some key things that you do and did in order to advance into your company and also just to move yourself forward? How did you become a six-figure earner? How did you get that the ring? How did you get that ring that many people strive for? What did you do and at the time, and what do you do now?
Well, first of all, remember that it's network marketing. And a lot of people come in and think that there's no work that needs to be done. So it doesn't just happen overnight, all right? So, there's some work involved. So there's some sacrifices that have to be made. There's some commitments that have to be made. You may have to give up some family time to attend a weekly meeting or to attend an event where you go to get the knowledge. So it's sometimes you have to give up something short term so you can have what you want long term. Nice. And I think that's where a lot of people they're not willing to make that small sacrifice. Second of all, you definitely want to commit. You know, I say focus on one thing. You know, focus is simply follow one course until successful. I see a lot of people come into industry, into the network marketing industry, and they give it 3 months or 4 months and it didn't happen immediately or as fast as they wanted, so they jump to the next thing. And then the next thing doesn't. So they go through company through company through company and wonder why they never have any success. It's because here's how network marketing works. In your beginning stage, you really aren't going to make a lot of money because that's your learning curve. That's your learning stage. That's where you make all your mistakes. But not only that, you're coming at the entry level. So you're getting paid the least, working the most with the least amount of knowledge. But as time goes by, if you're consistent, your knowledge increases, which means eventually you move through the comp plan so your pay increases. Right. So if you've stuck through it, I usually say if you can stick through the first year, we always say be here a year from now. So if you talk to somebody in network marketing, no matter what day of the week it is, they'll say, hey, I only ask that you do one thing, be here a year from now. So if I was to see you tomorrow, I'd say the same thing, right?
<Well.
laughs> But if you're committed, eventually you'll get through that learning stage. So now you have massive knowledge and you're at the maximum compensation portion, so the job actually becomes easier. So when I used to put, 20, 30 hours a week into my business to make very little, now I can do pretty much nothing and the residual income is paying me because of the work that was put in early. You understand what I'm saying? So most people just don't.
Absolutely.
I don't think enough people stay long enough to actually reap the rewards of the time that they're putting into the opportunity. So most people think, it amazes me how people will start a job, work 20 years and not get promoted and still be happy with that. But they want to give a network marketing opportunity 20 days and want to know why am I not a six-figure ring earner in 20 days. But you've been on a job 20 years that hasn't given you a 20-cent raise in 5 years. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you have to realize that there's a – and you've got to have a good workout partner. I mean, someone that is pushing you to be successful or is what I say, cheering for you. And the sad part about network marketing is because so many people aren't familiar with it or so many people have such bad negativity towards it, most people are cheering you to quit.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And see, that's the piece of the puzzle that, individuals have to be careful of. When you go and you apply for a job and you get a job, whether the job is paying you what you're worth or not, people are not cheering you to, oh, you need to quit that, leave that alone, go do something productive. But as soon as you transition, like, you know what, I've been trying or doing this thing for how many years behind and it's not working. So I'm going to try something different because, again, if you want something different, you have to do something different. So when the person goes and tries something different, we have all these people behind that will say, no, you shouldn't do that. You should be careful. And I'll tell you, Alistair, when I went from being a full-time registered nurse into being full-time in business, I got to tell you, everybody was like, are you crazy? What are you doing? You know?
I remember those conversations.
Your steady check, it shows up all the time. But, here's the piece of the puzzle.
You're giving up a good job?
You're giving up your good job. So here's a piece of the puzzle that was the pivotal moment for me. I remember, and you may have a same experience. I remember, you know, I'm working, I'm doing my thing, and I had caught the entrepreneur bug already. You know, I already had caught the entrepreneur bug, so it was in me as is, and that's that uncomfortable place you're in where you're like, is this entrepreneur thing real? Should I really pursue this full time, or what am I doing? It's like you're finding your zone. And I remember I got called in, and they were saying, well, you know, this and this happened, but, you know, I don't know if we can give you this 3% raise. And I'm looking at the person, and I'm thinking in my head, you're threatening me with a 3% raise? Are you serious? Am I not worth more than that? You know, so that was a shift. And I think as you're anyone that's on a journey in their business journey, there's always these shifts, these pivotal moments where it's turning you more to one direction or the other. Either, you know, and I used to do a talk called Walking in the Shoes of an Entrepreneur, right? As either you can walk in the shoes or you cannot walk in the shoes, but something's going to turn you one direction or the other, the extreme right or the extreme left. And I can tell you that threat with the 3%, that turned me the extreme right to entrepreneurship. I was like, I got to go. I can't do this one anymore. It was too much. Guys, we're hanging out with Alistair Edwards, and if you haven't had the chance to meet him, you should. You can definitely find him on alistairedwards.net, and that's Alistair Edwards.net. You'll find all the information for him there as well. Alistair, so tell us real quick, what can we expect from you for the rest of this year? Anyone that's going to, you know, follow along and they want to join forces with you, what do you need from them? What do you want to do? What can we expect from you?
I'm definitely focused on creating more success stories this year, meaning, you know, they say it's not fun until you bring somebody along with you. So definitely looking forward to creating more six-figure ringers and protecting more families with our benefits. I think in today's world, in today's society, with what we got going on right now, we definitely need to get the word out there about, you know, protecting our families with a will, first of all, and definitely making sure that we have access to legal protection. And, you know, and the reason, you know, I talk about the mission, you know, of finding something that you believe in. And I'll tell you why I'm so adamant about this service. A simple document like a will. If you look in our community right now, I would say 80% of the families do not have a will. And we always talk about how other nationalities have it better than us, or they're wealthier than us. Well, here's the reason most of them are wealthier than us. And I'll just give us a quick example. Let's say you take a Caucasian family and you take an African American family, first generation. They both work the same, work just as hard. They get a $30,000 house.
Right.
The Caucasian family decides, look, we're going to write a will and pass this $30,000 house on to our next generation. The African-American family says, we're superstitious. If you write a will, you're going to die. Well, let me give you some news. You're going to die anyway. Right?
You're going to die anyway.
You're going to die anyway. Exactly. But we're so superstitious about writing a will, or we don't want to do that. And so we don't. Mm-hmm. So both pass away, right? The African-American house goes back to the government or the state because there's no will. It gets tied up in probate. Whereas the Caucasian family passes it on to the second generation. So now you have second generation. Second generation Caucasian family starts off with a $30,000 house. We start off with nothing.
Yep.
They both get a $60,000 house, and they both follow the same tradition. So second generation African-American family says, oh, we don't need a will. We're not going to write one. And so they give that $60,000 house up. Whereas the Caucasian family says, no, we're going to write a will. And in the will is the $60,000 house and the $30,000 house. So by the time third generation comes around, they're $90,000 wealthier than the African-American family because of a simple document like a will.
A will, a basic will that we all have access to.
That
we all
have
access to. Yeah.
And so,
you guys, this is Mr. Alistair Edwards here on Coaching for Success, and he has delivered such powerful information this morning on our Power Show every Friday at 9 a.m., Coaching for Success. If you missed any portion of the show, we will allow the show to remain on demand so you can come back and listen to it as much as you'd like. Alistair, I appreciate you so much for sharing your knowledge with us, and I thank you so much for being a featured guest on Coaching for Success this morning.
thank you so much for having me. I definitely appreciate it.
You are so welcome. You're welcome. All right, guys, that is Alistair Edwards. You can find him on you can find him on alistairedwards.net, and you can see what he has going on. Of course, you'll see where you can connect with him as well on social media. It's your chief visionary reminding you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful without any hesitation. You just do what you need to do. Much love to you, and we want to thank our promotional partners, 106 Live Radio, for continuing to stand behind us. Talk to you guys very soon.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
Now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?